up and down on the sunset, but it's quite beautiful. Go ahead. Hey, Sam. Well, interestingly, space, since there's no air up here, it doesn't really have a temperature of its own, but if you get in the sun or when the station's in the sun, everything gets very hot, and when you go into the shadow, for example, the shadow of the Earth, everything gets very cold. So it really depends on if you're in the sun or the shade. Go ahead. Well, hey, Katie, that's a great question, and yes, we recycle lots of stuff on board. For example, we have a printer, and we always print on both sides of the piece of paper before we use it up. We actually recycle the water, even. All the condensation that comes off the air conditioner gets cleaned up and recycled back into our drinking water again. And then after things, everything's used up as much as they can, we put them in an ejection device in the Progress and burn it up in the atmosphere. Go ahead. Hey, Danny, my favorite thing to do is to either look out the window at the Earth, which is so beautiful, or also fly around and float like you can do here in space, unlike you can on Earth. Go ahead. Hey, Abby. Well, up here in space, it's important to exercise because otherwise you don't use your muscles much. And we have a bicycle and a treadmill and some resistance kinds of exercises. Go ahead. Hey, Ryan. Well, interestingly, I'm only about 250 miles above you right now, and there's technically still gravity here. And so we're technically falling towards the Earth, but since we're going to the side at 17,000 miles an hour, we actually miss the Earth and go past it and are pulled into a circle around it. So we feel like there's zero gravity, but technically there is gravity. Go ahead. Yeah, hey, Michael. Yeah, there have been many experiments about growing plants in space. There aren't any growing here right now, but they can grow, but it's somewhat difficult because plants use gravity to help them orient, so they think there's still some interesting work to be done there. Go ahead. Because I have space adaptation sickness, I got a little headache today, so it's fairly hard to concentrate, but the people who've been here for a long time are doing very well. Go ahead. Hey, Charlie, going on spacewalks, which a lot of the cosmonauts do, and astronauts do, is by far the most dangerous because you have only your little suit as a life support system. Go ahead. Yes, hey, Rebecca, you sure do. At least I know I do. It's very easy when you get up here since there's no gravity for you to feel very disoriented and get dizzy easily. But after a few days, you adjust. Go ahead. Hey, Alex, that was really amazing. For about 8 minutes, it was like being on a roller coaster doing a loop. We had four G's, or four times the force of gravity. It was great. Go ahead. Hey, Alice. Well, the stars up here, when you look out at night, are very clear and sharp, but not that much different than they are on Earth. But the moon is also really spectacular to see because you get such a clear view of it. Go ahead. Hey, Ellie, we have music, movies, and we fly around and juggle even yesterday. Go ahead. Yeah, hey, Annabelle, we sure can. We get to see it 16 times per day, in fact. Yes, we sure can. We get to see the moon rise and fall 16 times a day. Go ahead. Oh, I miss food like hamburgers, pizzas, and macaroni. Go ahead. Yeah, if you can tell us, the commander's in charge, but there's lots of people trained for medical emergencies here. Go ahead. Well, right now, the maximum number is 6, which is exactly how many there is here right now. Go ahead. Well, I would definitely strongly suggest sticking with school and focusing on that goal, because I'm proof that if you want to, you can make it. Just have to be a little lucky and be very persistent. Go ahead. Well, I think they'll definitely be at base in space, if not here in orbit, on the moon or Mars, or maybe all of the above, so absolutely. Go ahead. I actually tried to get a shot yesterday, but the weather all around the globe is in this month is fairly cloudy, but I'm going to sure give it a try, and I'll definitely come visit you guys and bring you a picture if I can. Go ahead. I'm talking with you all here from space, and I hope to see you as soon as I get back next month. Bye-bye. Oh, thank you so much, Bud Brook. I look forward to getting back to the Earth and coming over there and sharing my experiences with you. 73 to all of you. Nice talking with you. See you soon. Bye-bye.